hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Patch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
Whoa, mates! It's a mite chilly down here in the galley. I'm a trying to round up me favorite big pot to put on me famous five-alarm chili that's sure to warm ye up on a sub-zero day. Me grandpappy Squidly used to say, "It'll burn the frost off an iceberg, it will." Let's see. I've got a bag of beans, a gallon of Tabasco sauce, a bushel of jalapeno peppers, 6 tablespoons of real black peppercorns, and a pound of ground round. But I just can't seem to find the chili powder we've picked up in the jungles of South America. Oh, mates, I've been so busy in the galley, I almost forgot. It's time for part 3 of Cold Hardica. The search for ice school is getting more dangerous by the minute. And Dr. Jack Frost's dangerometer is revealing rough seas ahead for the crew. There's fun, music, and bone-chilling excitement for the crew this week. So pull you up a barrel and set you down for part 3 of Cold Hardica.
We're looking for a place called Cold Hardica Ice Cool. Have you ever heard of it?
I have indeed. But why would you be looking for it?
Because my brother is graduating from Cold Hardica Ice School today at 4 o'clock. I didn't even know where he was. He disappeared about 6 months ago.
Oh, you don't say. And how did you discover his whereabouts?
He sent me a graduation announcement last week.
Well, you can thank your lucky stars. I, Dr. Jack Frost, know precisely where Ice School is located.
Could you take us there?
Oh, I suppose I could. But you'll be needing to know it's a dangerous trip it is.
We're willing to take that risk, Dr. Frost.
Lassie, what would be the name of your brother?
His name is Celsius. And we're afraid he's learning the lessons of Cold Hardica too well. He may be in great danger.
Oh, then I'd be delighted to be of service, I would. I know these ice floors like the back of my hand. Shall we be going now?
Not quite yet, Dr. Frost. All you mates get your Bibles and songbooks. It's time for morning chapel.
PJ, what is the captain a-thinking? It's time for action it is.
You're right. We could do this later.
Hurry up, PJ.
Just a minute.
Wouldn't you be thinking you're old enough to be deciding your own schedule now, boy?
I am old enough.
PJ, what's the problem? Get your Bible and come to chapel.
I don't want to have chapel now, Captain.
PJ, don't you talk to the captain like that. You'd better zip your lip.
Mom says listen, open your ears, close your mouth, get ready to hear. Say yes, ma'am, do it right away, without question or delay.
Zip your lip, don't talk back. No need to say that little wise crack. Do what you're told right away.
Teacher in the eye, you will learn if you listen and try.
Zip your lip, don't talk back. No need to say that little wise crack. Do what you're told right away. Don't talk back, just obey right away. Just obey right away. Zip your lip, zip.
I'm sorry I talked back, Captain. I don't know what came over me.
I do, PJ. Cold Hardica is starting to affect you, And we're all going to have to be careful. Now, let's get to chapel.
The princess, would this chapel time happen to be anything like going to church?
Yes, it would, Dr. Frost. And we have chapel every morning aboard the Jolly Roger.
And why would you be doing that?
It's just a part of growing in the Lord and keeping a warm heart. Every day we need to take another step and grow closer to God's heart.
Mates, it's time to head out. Lower the plank, sissy.
Aye, aye, Captain Patch.
Drop anchor, princess.
Got it, Captain.
Everybody on the ice, watch your step now. We're off to find Celsius.
Klondike, don't you want to change? That tuxedo is awfully formal.
You're right, PJ. There. What do you think?
Is something different?
Why, it's as different as butter pecan and mint chocolate chip. Can't you see it?
I'm not sure.
It's the tie. Look at the tie.
Oh, yes.
It's the old bow tie switcheroony trick. I was wearing my formal cherry chocolate bow tie, but now I'm wearing my casual strawberry streusel bow tie.
Oh, I see. That's much better.
Well, now that we're all dressed for success, let's slurp a slushie and slide out of here.
Which way do we head, Dr. Frost?
We'll be needing to make our way toward Mount Neverest, straight ahead, before the trail gets cold.
No, no, no.
Did anybody else hear something?
Mm? Yes.
No, no. No,
now,
no.
Don't one of you go saying that word again, do you hear?
What word? Yes?
Aye, that's the word.
No.
What's going on?
Would you believe that we're entering the territory of a fierce and horrible monster?
A big monster?
Aye, lassie. Over 20 feet tall.
Oh, my. I feel faint.
Is he a scary monster?
Oh, laddie, he's more scary than you can possibly imagine. He's got little beady eyes the color of blood, he does.
Ooh!
And he's got long, razor-sharp fangs that look like daggers, they do.
Ah! Does he hurt people?
Oh, lassie, that's the worst part of it, it is. First, he loves to bomb people with giant snowballs and knock them to the ground.
No! No!
Then he nibbles at your fingers. He nibbles at your toes.
No. No.
What's he called?
Oh, sailors, you've never heard of the famous bomb and nibble no man?
No. No.
leader of the pack. He'll take you to his cave and he'll never bring you back. Then he'll nibble on your fingers and he'll nibble on your toes. The horrible things you'll suffer there, nobody even knows.
The Bombadibble Man, he's coming.
Let's go, man.
The Bombadibble Unforgettable.
Monster, he's mean as he can be. He'll snap you like a pretzel and he'll drown you in the sea. Then he'll chew you up and spit you out. You'll cry and shout no more. But he'll just lift his ugly head and give a mighty roar.
The Abominable Gnome-Man, he's coming.
Let us go, man.
The Abominable Unforgettable Formidable Gnome-Man.
Keep moving, mates. Let's not get cold feet. Which way do we go now, Dr. Frost?
We'll be taking the trail straight to the top of Mount Neverest, trying our best to stay away from the No Man's deep, dark cave.
It sure is steep.
Do we have to go all the way to the tippity top?
Aye, lassie.
I'm worn out already.
Here, PJ, have a double bubblegum snow cone. It'll put a little zip and zing in your step.
Thanks, Klondike.
Ow! My tooth!
Oh, sorry. I accidentally gave you my old secret agent hidden microphone snow cone.
All you mates, pick up the pace.
I can't see why they call this Mount Neverest.
Captain, let's sing a song to help us along.
Cool idea, PJ.
Mates, Sunday school will be the most wonderful place to learn about our Lord and hide those lessons deep within our hearts. Now, here's a wonderful message for every family.
Hey, kids. It's Christy Ann again here to greet you. I love to hear this adventure with Patch. Can't wait to see what'll happen next. The good news is this adventure is also available through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. Have Mom or Dad log on at patchthepirate.org. You'll also find free coloring pages, recent broadcasts, and so much more. Click patchthepirate.org or call the crew at 1-800-GO-PATCH. I hope you'll visit us today.
Next week, the captain and crew wind up captive in an ice castle. Don't miss it, mateys! Ha 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 ha!